We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman. We are broadcasting live. Sixth and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. They have just opened their doors. Toyland is open. Chuck and I were browsing in the Toyland at the Waukesha location last night. That's right. We were in Waukesha last night from 4 to 6, and we'll be there again tomorrow night from 4 to 6 if you can't get to Oak Creek. But we're in the Toyland aisle. We saw more Bears and Cubs and Bulls like helmets and puzzles than we did Brewers and Packers stuff.
You would think that would be maybe in the Oak Creek store, since we're a little bit more southern than the Blaine's and Waukesha. It's on Castle Road.
Yeah.
In Waukesha, which is, people say, where's Castle? You've seen the sign. It's just
off Highway. Yeah, the famous Castle Road.
It's off Highway 18 near Gerke's Corners. Best put.
But why was there so many Bears toys?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You kicked one of the boxes, though.
I did, and then I threw it away after, and I didn't pay for it. Want to thank Sixto. He came by here. His bar, the Salty Dog in Cudahy, they did a little mini toy drive to then bring here. And so we filled up a box already this morning from Sixto, which that was awesome to see. You know, I didn't recognize them right away. We talked to these guys so much on the phone, and then we see them and they see us. And it's like that weird thing where you see someone after high school 13 years later.
He was at our golf outing, Sixto.
I never ran into him there.
Oh, yeah, Sixto. He was sitting at my table.
Oh, well, I was busy doing the...
I remember
the MC stuff, because we work in a radio station.
His lady was there.
To talk in front of people.
His lady was there, and...
besides me.
He did a good job, yeah.
We're here live at the Toy Drive. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, joins us in studio, on-site at these Bear Sunrooms, BearSunrooms.com. Hi, Adam.
I've come out of hibernation just for this.
Well, the baseball winter meeting's...
coming up.
Coming up here, man. This is going to be a
Sunday.
Big time for our team here in town, the Milwaukee Brewers.
What's left of them?
Well, exactly. Well, we're a little worried. Should we?
Yeah.
Be at this point?
Look, yeah. We go through this all the time.
Not like this.
I walk in, Chuck, you go, here's the voice of reason. I love being the voice of
reason. You are the voice of reason.
This is more dramatic, I would grant you, than it's been in since David Stern's first offseason. Remember that one where he turned over the entire 40-man, basically? That was a different club in a different place. Yeah. Look, I understand why people are, you know, a little bit like, where is this team? But think about where they're at. They made, when David Stearns came in, so many trades to get the likes of Christian Yelich that farm system is not brimming with blue chip guys right now. So if you need to make improvements to your team, trades are not going to be as fruitful as they were when they got, say, Christian Yelich. So you need to have as much flexibility as you can with the payroll in order to build the kind of team you want to build. And I do not think people are saying they're rebuilding, they're going to tank in 2020. That is not happening with Christian Yelich in his prime. I think they need to free up as much space as humanly possible to make the best decisions they can make, because they don't have the prospect capital to go out and make deals. They need actual capital. They need stone-cold cash. And by letting go right now, Junior Guerra, Alex Claudio, players who you kind of could see helping next year, you free yourself to make deals that maybe make a little more sense from the club's point of view. You save $1 million here, $1 million there. That lets you take a flyer on a free agent, and you re-cobble this team together. I think we're going to see some of these guys back and some new faces, and I venture that they'll go into next year thinking they're a contender.
Well, I told Bart yesterday, and this you kind of touched on it right there, I'm worried twofold for the Brewers. Not only is the team on the field with the parent team, with the Brewers here in Milwaukee, depleted, but the farm system is non-existent right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing down there. Well, really. There's a couple guys, but, I mean, they got to replenish both.
That's the price you pay, though, when you sort of go for it. I mean, would you undo the Christian Yelich trade? That cost you four big-time prospects.
Yeah.
Four guys who could get you a really good player. Mauricio Dumont for Drew Pomeranz. Remember how much angst there was last year at the trade deadline about it? He didn't do anything. He didn't do enough. Well, those pickups David Stearns ended up making were, I mean, couldn't have been better. You can't do better than picking up Drew Pomeranz. And that cost you a guy in Mauricio Dubon, who right now would be a player that could net you something on the trade market. So, you know, that's the balance that these guys, and Doug Melvin had to do it too with those, you know, the winter of, what, December 2010. That's now 9 years ago with the Markham and Greinke trades where he emptied the system to go get some guys he thought he would help. And you do come across then years like they are now where you just, you know, your list of tradable assets from the prospect list isn't that great. And that means you're maybe more likely to either spend in free agency or make deals like they just made with the Padres last week where you have to dip into your own major league roster to get players for your major league roster that you maybe control for a longer period of time. That deal was as much about getting that infielder as getting control of the pitcher Lauer for 4 years.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. They do like control long-term. They don't like control the Brewers if there's a big salary attached to that. And you see Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas both signing four-year deals elsewhere. And I think in, like, Moustakas's case, people are saying, well, you wouldn't want Moustakas at the end of that four-year deal. And that, I never look at that. I think that I'd rather talk about the first two or three years of the deal than all of a sudden go to the fourth.
But you're the guy who eats the big handful of candy and then regrets it 20
minutes
later.
Yeah, but the first, you know, three handfuls of candy were very, very good. And so you'll take that pain. But I think with, like, Moustakas specifically, if they had signed him to a four-year deal initially when he wanted one, then that was 1 year, and then you got another year, and then now you're on the third year of that deal already. It's just it's hard for me, and I think hard for some people, to see you've got Christian Yelich. And right now you don't have anyone around him. And sure, we can trust David Stearns, and they've got apparently money to spend. But it'd be like if the Bucks just said this offseason, well, we don't need Middleton or Brogdon or Bledsoe, and we'll figure something out. I don't feel like they're going into this offseason with a plan, even though they've got a generational talent in Christian Yelich to build a team around.
Well, I guarantee you they went into this offseason with a plan. With multiple plans mapped out for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. I know enough about David Stearns, and I certainly know enough about Mark Attanasio to know that they didn't just say, go to Thanksgiving and say, oh, hey, man, I'll call you next week before the winter meetings, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. I guarantee you that there is a plan going into this offseason.
I might be willing to bet on that one.
you know, look, your idea about Moustakas is interesting. If you give him the deal last winter, for example, now you've got that position shored up. But could you go into last season knowing that Travis Shaw was not going to pan out? You had Travis Shaw for like 3 years going into last year.
Sure.
If anyone knew that that was going to absolutely bomb out the way it did, then congratulations to you. And if you're not working in the front office of a major league team, you should be. You know, it's all about, for teams like the Brewers, people hate talking about payroll, and I understand that, but it is, you know, you have this, whatever your number is going to be, the final number is movable, but you have to just allocate that where it fills all your different holes and doesn't kill you like you're talking about, you know, where you get a stomach ache from eating too much candy 3 years later. That's easy for us to say and us to do. If you do that as the general manager, you're not going to last in the job because you're going to get to a point where your team is a mess, your payroll is a mess, you're committed to players you don't want to be committed to. That's the way the old Brewers did it. That's not the way they want to do it today.
A plan, though,
I just had a Jeffrey Hammonds flashback.
I know, that's what I'm getting. Ooh. The plan would be, if they had a plan, why don't they have anyone that can play first and third right now? Why would you?
Because it's December
4th. Why would you trade, and I'll get into that in a second, but why would you trade Aguilar if you're going to keep Thames, but then you're getting rid of Thames? Like, they don't have anyone to play first right now, and then Grandal's gone. They've got this plan, but the plan seems to be, let's get free agents. Well, I'm told that Free agents have to want to come to Milwaukee. Why didn't they get Dallas Keuchel? I say, he's got to want to come here. Well, now the Brewers are banking. If that's the philosophy, they're banking on a lot of people that have to want to come here. And unless there's been some talk under the table we don't know about, I mean, this could completely blow up for them where they don't have a contending team next year because they can't get anybody to come here. Unless they start making huge time trades. I'm talking like the haters of the world.
Well, all I can say is, you know, we'll see what the team looks like when they go to camp. I just have a feeling that they've got
some things. They're going to look like
the Biloxi Shuckers. Yeah, I think you still got to give them some time, Bart.
And hasn't David Stearns earned a little bit of trust?
Two playoff appearances?
I think David Stearns is a good GM. I think a lot of the GMs are kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, which is making things very difficult.
But I think that David Stearns gets protected a lot from fans and some media, not you. But sometimes if you ever criticize the Brewers, there's like a bat signal that goes out. And then everybody that, you know, wants to get a career job with the team after their media outlet fires them have to come and attack me and my mentions.
So this comes back to being about you.
Yeah, but doesn't it always? I just think that, I mean, the Jonathan Schoop thing didn't work out. And, you know, there's been situations that haven't worked out. And they haven't got, like, a big-time pitcher yet. I worry when I see Mike Moustakas go somewhere else and when I see all these guys, they non-tender. I get upset the other day, and I think, you know, maybe the window is gone already. And they didn't expect the window to be where it was, but they were a game out from the World Series, and they were in the playoffs last year. And when I say that, it's because you've got to take advantage of those opportunities. Yeah, it's December 4th, and we don't know what the 2020 team's going to look like, but I know what the 2019 team looked like, and I know what the 2018 team looked like, and I think some better pitching could have helped them from the starting situation. I think that they try to win with the budget, and if they win the title, it's because everything worked out. I don't think they've truly said, we're going to win this year, and that's the final goal, and it's this or bust. And that's what I want, and I think that I might be on one side and everybody else wants sustained success. I don't care if I get a stomach ache later. I want them to go for it now with Christian Yelich, with Keston Hira, and with some money. Spend your money now, and then, you know, I'll watch a couple bad years of baseball if I have a team that knowingly goes for it.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's the plan. I don't think that's the business that they want to run. I don't think they view that
for Houston.
View that as sustained. I don't think Houston views that as sustainable.
But as I tell you, Bart, that's a baseball.
I don't think that's what Houston
did. I tried
telling
him, Adam, it's a baseball problem. Or
the Yankees.
It's a baseball problem because they're not going to be able to sign Rendon and Moustakas. The play role is just not going to be $160 million, $180 million.
Under the current economics of the game, I don't think I think you're right, Chuck.
It's just not going to happen. Now, okay, Nolan Arenado, Brewers would have no ammunition to, because apparently he's on a trade block with Colorado. With the Brewers at all, I mean, if he got him to play third base, I think that would make people feel a lot better. Would they be in the market for him at all?
Well, I think you would be talking about Josh Hader, Keston Hira.
Yeah. They want to load back, in other words.
Bryce Terang.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem giving him up.
I can't even come up with a package that would make
because
that
he's on the block and, you know, playing third base, man.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice
great
start.
I mean,
start
man,
to the offseason.
Nolan Arenado at Miller Park would be fantastic.
But you'd have to give up that much of a load?
I think so.
And you don't have many prospects to give up. So.
That's the problem because you made the, you know, most recently you made that Yelich trade, which gave up, you know, those were some super elite prospects. So yeah, I understand the angst. I understand that there is a segment of the fans of this team that want absolutely anything short of a World Series parade down Wisconsin Avenue is unacceptable because they've gotten so close recently. And that is a perfectly fair analysis of what it is. But if you do push your chips all in and you do spend $175 million to go for it 1 year and you just sign everybody,
yeah,
and you think the next 5 years are going to be terrible because we're going to be stuck with all these contracts we can't move and no prospects at all, no system, no long-term view, you lose fans You lose interest. You become the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they don't want to become a team that gets kind of stuck either in a situation where the team's terrible and they're laden with all these bad contracts, or the fans just have apathy because they've been bad for 5 years when they just went through a process like that in 2015, 2016. They don't want to they're not going to run the business like the old Marlins.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I just don't think. But look, they have been
for 52 years. we've had 52 years and one World Series appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get nowhere to go but up, I think.
We'll get more into this. Adam McKelvey's here. Some people are calling in with questions, so we can take them. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. Adam McKelvey live on site here on The Fan. Adam, if you are one of those people that don't know what to do for the holiday season, or because you'll go to parties and you'll think, well, what do I bring? Perkins is where you want to go because they've got the holiday pies, and you can buy one and take them home with you, obviously.
French silk.
They've got the French silk. Now, here's what you can do. You can take the pie home. It's in a nice box. It says Perkins on it. What Perkins doesn't mind if you do is take it out of that box, destroy the box, pummel it, throw it away, recycle it, burn it. Just get rid of the box. Put it in your Tupperware. Take it to a party and say, I made this French
exactly
pie.
Zero of my relatives would buy this, but I'm with you on this.
No, say, you know, you don't do anything in the winter. Just say you took up a hobby, right? I do want to ask you a question about your job when we come up, because I feel like you're always off, but you're always on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that.
I mean, you might be able to get up one morning and not even think you're working, and then you're working.
Yeah, and then he's got to do 15 articles about Travis Saw's agent wanting to get a chance, even though Milwaukee gave him 19 of them. More with Adam, and again, Perkins, where you can get these pies, say that it's your own. We've got the Kids Eat Free coming up again on Saturday, so you take your family out. You could have done it last night. It's Tuesdays and Saturdays. Take your family out, get a meal, and then your kids will get a free meal. When you do that off the kids' menu, that's Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins. More with Adam McKelvey at our Toy Drive. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, which we take on the road today. These bare sunrooms. I mean, it is a little cold today. It is windy, but we are inside and we are warm thanks to these bare sunrooms that has got electricity in here. You just pop a heater in and you're good to go. Check out bearsunrooms.com. And we want you to bring your donations, your cash donations. We want to thank Dan and Diane Showalter. They just scored another pair of Jim Paschke's Bucks tickets, so those are off the table. And then I'm told the guy just kept donating because there's dip jars where you can give cash, you can give toys, but then there's the dip jar where you put in your credit card. We've got a $50, a $25, and a $10, and so it automatically reads it. And I guess the guy was just like, dip, dip. Dip, and he, you know, it's like double
like chip.
I think he did it a handful of times. So thank you to those guys, and Dan and Diane, we thank you for that, and anybody else that's able to come down here. Adam McKelvey on site with us, Brewers.com, MLB.com. I do think it'll be a very interesting offseason. I think that's a very easy thing to say because it has to be. There's a lot of moves that the Brewers have yet to make. One thing I don't want to hear is about the payroll.
I love this part of the conversation.
I'm confused because the Brewers one time said, this is the highest payroll we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is. It was. And, you know, in the past, money's gone up and inflation, and Bud Selig never spent any money except for Jeffrey Hammonds. That was fun. But they never said we're out of money. They just said it's the highest we've ever had. Now they've shed a lot of money. Some are reporting that they want to do that on purpose. So just because they spent $130 million last year, now I'm worried we're not even going to get up to that point. And again, it's not about spending money. You have to have good pieces for that money. But I just – and again, this is me.
The payroll's not going to be $60 million next year.
No, but it's not going to be $130. I'm worried it's not going to be $130. It's me having a hard time – understanding that I'm rooting for a small market baseball team, I think.
Yeah, look, this is always a really hard conversation for me because I don't know what their number is going to be. I don't know what they are targeting. I don't think that they know exactly what the number is going to be because it's always this moving figure that is based on what's available. Mike Moustakas is still available on February 10th. Let's push it and sign him. Yasmani Grandal is willing to come in a one-year deal in January. okay, let's pay $18.25 million to get a really good catcher for 1 year. It's this moving target, so I can't promise you that it's going to be more, that it's going to be the same. I have also seen, you know, there is some reporting that it's going to go down, but I think Chuck hit it. I don't think they're going to, you know, strip it down to $80 million or, you know, I think it's going to be somewhat in the neighborhood of where it was. They're coming off another really strong attendance season. The fans have supported this team incredibly well for the size of this market. I mean, the Brewers are the envy of many, many other teams in baseball in terms of the fan support that they get at Miller Park. And if the Brewers were going to do that, I think they have, you know, an experienced enough, smart enough team in place that you would have to communicate that to your fans. Not that saying you're going to tear it down and rebuild, but you would have to communicate to your fans, like, okay, we need to take a step back and here's why. And they're not doing that, and that's why I'm saying you got to wait and see where the rest of the offseason goes and where they allocate the money they spend.
You guys can chime in. Adam McKelvey here live on site, 414-799-1250. Let's talk to Mike in Burlington. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bart and Chuck, first time call. And
feels like the first time.
Sounds great.
Feels like the very first time.
Don't be a foreigner to the show.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Especially from Burlington.
New Berlin, but cool.
New Berlin.
Hey, New Berlin.
Hey, all right.
Actually, what the Brewers are doing right now with Christian Yelich kind of reminds me a lot about what the Colts did with Andrew Luck, how they had this amazing, you know, franchise player, and they did absolutely nothing to support him, and then eventually just drove him away from the team. And now where you guys say you trust David Stearns, yeah, I get that, but I don't trust Mark Antanasio to spend the money to support the bigger players that we have.
Let me read this tweet. Thanks for the call from Greg. He says, Antanasio would try for a World Series if he could make money selling or melting down the trophy. The only thing Antanasio wants to win is cash for his wallet.
Now, okay. Do you think Antanasio wants to win? The guy's a competitive guy.
But he doesn't want to spend $200 million to do it.
He's not going to do it. How much more can he expect? He's not going to break the team. Now, Hardrick reported the other day, and I don't know if you have the same vibe on it. He said that the Brewers operated in the red last year.
I was
surprised to see that.
That was interesting to me as well. I wish that, and this isn't going to happen because the way the union is in baseball, and the owners, it's, you know, the union is very powerful in baseball and they have negotiating rights, which they bargained for. That's why you don't have a salary cap in baseball. I wish baseball was like the other sports, just from my point of view covering the team, where it was all more transparent. Teams had a certain amount they could spend. It was spelled out in terms of caps and max contracts and all those kinds of things, and there was a structure to it, because it is really difficult in baseball. It's not my money, so it's hard for me to say, well, yeah, they shouldn't spend $200 million, because it's not my $200 million. But all I can tell you is just to explain the way it's been explained to me, that they are not willing to do that and sacrifice the future of their business in order to take a shot for 1 year, because in their view that doesn't make sense as running an organization that's important to people in the community that wants this idea of sustained success. So, you know, I always feel stuck in conversations of payroll, because it's so easy to spend other people's money, especially when in baseball it's like there's this, it's to some degree unlimited. Like, you can spend whatever you want to spend, you're just gonna have to pay taxes on everything above what the threshold is.
Well, this is where, for me, and I sent this tweet out the other day, I'm at Winks Thanks, Adam McKelvey, Chuck Freeman. I said, the Brewers, they want to be competitive. I don't doubt that for a second. And what they've done the last couple of years is, even though the season ends, we're still very intrigued in next year, because next year could be the year, and they're going to keep doing that. So
sustained success.
Thank you. So that's a great business model. But as a fan that is annoyed that they haven't won a World Series in my lifetime, or even been to one in my lifetime, born in 84, and now there is something to this, and we do bring this up, maybe not enough as we should. I think all of these teams that we root for are getting lumped in as one, because they're all getting so close, and they're all coming up so short. that we just want one of these teams to break through, and until one of them do that, it's going to be a lot of pressure on maybe it being the Brewers to do it. Like, if the Bucks win the title, maybe I'll ease off on the Brewers because I'll have my little dumb parade.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, they're trying. Like, they're trying to win a World Series. They're not just trying to – I know David Stearns took a little bit of heat because he said we're going to field a competitive team, and there was some dissecting of what that word competitive means. To me, that means win a World Series. I think that's where they're at as an organization. So, you know, look, again, this gets tired of for people to hear about it. They are right now positioning themselves for a really super active offseason. And I think that I would say, you know, Johnny Scope, bad move. Chris Davis trade, bad move. But if we lined up David Stern's move into good column and a bad column, that good column is way longer. So I feel like, even though we've all got time to fill and things we want to talk about sports because that's what we do, you need to let them make their moves to see where, you know, what they come up with and what sort of team they put on the field. And then to have an open mind about the guys they get, because I think he's earned that too, because we all sat here and we, you know, crushed Drew Pomeranz trade, and the Jordan Lyles trade was absolutely mocked. I mean, that's as good a trade as you could make for a starting pitcher at the deadline in hindsight.
And sometimes you go out and make the trade for a big name out there at the trade deadline, and he comes in and flops.
For sure. And this team just generally cannot afford flops. And again, this is the most we've referenced Jeffrey Hammonds in one interview. But that killed them for years.
It did.
And you just can't do that.
And the Supon deal and the Loesch deal didn't do them
anymore. Matt Garza to an extent.
Exactly. So, but I mean, I'm looking at this current team right now, and David Stearns is in a tough spot. I mean, when he was the assistant GM in Houston, a little easier. In Houston, going out and being able to trade for Verlander and signing free agents and all that. Milwaukee, you're tied with one arm behind your back.
Well, you are. Under the current system, you are. But that's reality. He knew that when he took the job. And he has had, you know, some interest from elsewhere, but he's stayed put. That's just life as the GM of the Milwaukee Brewers under the current system. And look, I think some guys sort of get off on the challenge of that. Imagine if they did win here. You know, they got within, seven innings of it in 2018? They got, you know, one win in 2011.
They were up
a team.
After the first inning.
Yeah, so 8 innings of
it? Yeah.
I like to say they blew a lead.
Yeah. Well, they blew lead in Washington. They blew a lead.
You know, I wonder whether the conversation is different if Jeremy Jeffers didn't have a bad 2 weeks in October 2018.
He escaped a couple of times in those 2 weeks,
but
too.
But, I mean, he did, and he is, you know, you can't criticize a guy who was so big in getting him there. But I wonder whether this whole conversation is different because, you know, just getting to the World Series, I think, would take some of the pressure off. And that's what they're trying to do.
It's Chuck and Winkler, Adam McKelvey here on site. Unless you have somewhere to go right now, can we keep you, bud?
This will shock you, but I have nowhere to go at 7:34 a.m.
In December, a baseball writer?
In December, a baseball writer on a Wednesday.
Okay. All right, more with Adam McKelvey, 414-799-1250.
Oh, my favorite place to be watching all the sports action. And plus, indoor gaming is the Q Club of Wisconsin. The Q Club of Wisconsin. Not only do they have plenty of TVs to catch all your favorite teams and mine, but you can enjoy your favorite indoor games as well. They got a huge entertainment room at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. They got the pool tables there. They got the tornado foosball, shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong. They got all that. And, of course, they got the indoor bocce ball courts as well. The Q Club got great food as well. Hey, what's a sports bar without great food? Well, the Q Club checks all the boxes. Entertainment room, sports and all the TVs, and the menu. The food menu, the awesome burgers, the wraps, the award-winning fish fries, both on Wednesday and Friday nights. Your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. Yes, the Q Club will have that fish fry going on tonight, as they will every Friday night. Check out the happy hour daily from 3 until 7. But, hey, get there tonight. Get there Friday for the huge Friday fish fry. You are going to get there, and you're going to see a big mound of food, and you're going to, like, man, you're going to love it. But, you know, maybe fish fries aren't your deal. They have an extensive menu. And try a burger over there. Stop there maybe Saturday afternoon. Watch some of these college football championship games and have some burgers, man. I'm telling you, a burger and a beer go a long way at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Again, their happy hours, 3 to 7, and then their late-night happy hour started Friday nights at 10 o'clock. They got live entertainment on weekends. Check that out on their Facebook page. It's easy to find. The Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. That's the old Highway T exit off 94. Go Highway T, south off 94, and you'll find it. Hey, Waukesha is the place to go. The Great North Side. It's the Q Club of Wisconsin. Visit them online, qclub@wi.com, or on Facebook. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, literally and figuratively, as we are diving into some of the food that they brought us. Chuck Freeman, I'm Bart Winkler. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. You've got a good little spread there.
Yes. Who knew I'd come this morning to Farm and Fleet and eat a plate of crepes?
From Perkins, man.
Really good.
Well, you know, we're keeping you a little longer, so we have to feed me.
Yeah,
we have to do that. You guys can call in 799-1250 if you have a question for Adam. Again, at Adam McKelvey, Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram. Josh Hader is going to be an interesting situation. I don't know that the Brewers have ever wanted to pay him. And now this is a case I'm always like, hey, give everybody money in the world. Relievers are tough, though.
Yeah.
Because we've seen relievers come and go. And I did want Kimbrel here. But now that doesn't look like it's going to be a good deal for the Cubs, and he could turn it around next year. But in year one, it didn't work out for them. So if you lock Hader up for a long time, and he's under team control for a long time, but if you pay him for that, well, that's a lot of money on the books. So maybe if your roster's depleted and you've got this guy that is very good and you don't want to pay him a ton of money, this may be one of the guys that you have to move, Adam.
Well, is his value going to be higher than it is right now? He's got tons of control, 4 years. He's coming off the fifth and sixth best strikeout rate, the fourth and fifth best strikeout rate of all time for a regular reliever. Record-setting stuff, reliever of the year. I was just saying, to me, the view of him is different when you're, I think for some Brewers fans who've watched him and they watch the wild card game, they watch the home run troubles in July and August, versus if you are a baseball fan who sees Josh Hader from afar. To the baseball fan from afar, he's the best reliever in the game. And the numbers back that up. To Brewers fans, it's angsty. Because when he gives up a hit, it's a homer. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that role and you give up a homer, it's usually deadly. So, I don't know. Is his value ever... The question David Stearns need to ask is his value ever going to be higher? And is he more valuable to your team because he's this absolute weapon at the back of your bullpen, multi-innings, or can you flip him now for multiple pieces that are going to help you as well? And that's the calculation that David Stearns need to make with the scouts, and that's why we're hearing his name floated.
Well, here's the problem. If you're a bad baseball team, you can get away with having a mediocre closer or not even have a closer on your team because you're not winning many games. But if you're a competitive team, you need a guy like Hader closing out games. If they trade Hader, who's closing out games for these guys?
Yeah, you'd be banking on Corey Knebel or whatever other moves you make. And the other thing is they have decisions to make about some of these other guys. Freddy Peralta, are you going to try him again as a starter or is he going to be just a two-pitch reliever where he could be really good? You saw that flash. Bart got really excited when Freddy Peralta saved a game, and he looked awesome.
Yeah, he said he's the next Mariano Rivera.
And then he came back and he was bad the next few outings.
Now, I was joking.
But
Chuck didn't think so.
Corbin Burns, is he?
Sometimes you say stuff, I just let it slide.
I could coach an NFL team to 9 wins. That's not a joke.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, then maybe you should make these decisions about what to do with Corbin Burns.
Maybe you should be the GM of the Brewers.
I could manage a baseball team to 9 wins, too.
Yeah, I actually will give you that. So, you know, look, the bullpen-wise, they again are in this situation where they've got Brent Suter, where is he best fit? Adrian Hauser, I think, will start, but is he a potential bullpen guy? You know, you've got pieces there to figure that out. And I agree with you. Trading Josh Hader would take a gigantic dent out of your plan. And that's why it's, you know, there's a difference between listening to what's out there for a guy and shopping a guy. And they are not shopping Josh Hader.
Well, when you don't have starting pitching, you have one legitimate, real good starting pitcher
right now. To me, all the stuff that we've talked about, catcher, what are they going to do at third base? What are they going to do in the bullpen? What are they going to do with Josh Hader? Still, to me, starting pitching is the thing. They traded Chase Anderson and Zach Davies to free payroll. They released Jolie Chacin, you know, before the end of that deal. They've got Brandon Woodruff and Eric Lauer. Well, Brent Suter was so good in that role he was in last year. Do you bring him? Do you mess with that? I guess is my question. Yeah. I think there's a debate to be had there. I think right now they have Brandon Woodruff and Eric Lauer as locks. I think Adrian Hauser is in there, and then they got questions. And as we saw last year, and as we see every year, you don't need five guys. You need, like, nine guys. And they've got holes to fill.
I think Eric Lauer works at a radio station, doesn't he?
We do have an Eric Lauer that works
at
a radio
station.
Yeah. 414.
Wow. Same guy?
Didn't realize it was the same
Maybe.
Guy.
Maybe.
Play the Brewers, too.
We'll find out
My
in
favorite
February.
Story.
No, I never see him at nighttime. That's where he is. He's at Miller Park.
It used to be these guys had jobs. One of my favorite stories about the old Brewers is that when the Brewers fired Buck Rogers, the thing that made him, you know, he had a soft landing because he went back to his job as a glue salesman. Mm-hmm. That's what he did in the offseason.
Hey, if you can find something that sticks.
Wow, that's nice.
That's the best line you've ever had.
414-799-1250. John is in Franklin. What's up, John? John, my man. Johnny, two time.
You there?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I'm Toast. I'm not the clown for Franklin.
Oh, who's this?
This is John and Tosa.
Oh, dude, John's not a clown. All right, John and Tosa, what's up?
Hey, so in terms of jumping parallel, Adam, you know, I understand the Moustakas move. I understand the Gundahl not doing the 4G, but the move that was telling to me was not bringing back Thames. I don't understand that move for the fact you have a left-hand power-hitting first base and slash outfielder. Now how good he is defensively is debatable. But that's a piece you could have moved during the summer, and you could have even moved him in the off or in the middle of the season if you're not in contention. $7.5 million. I don't know. I don't see that being that much of an albatross on the payroll. So that's when that move was made. I'm looking. Okay, we're looking to create space, get a bunch of young talent, and kind of build again. I don't know what your thoughts on that, but I just think letting Thames go was a pretty telling sign. Take care, guys.
Yeah, that of all the things that they've done this year and maybe in recent years, I had that as a stone-cold lock to pick up that option. I think his weighted runs created stat is that weighted runs created plus is a stat that I really like. I've learned it's a really good way to look at hitters. And, you know, he was well above average for a first baseman, and $7.5 million seemed like a doable number. Basically, they feel like they can get him back for $6 million. You know? So that's why they did that.
They have to pay him to leave? They have to buy out the option?
Yeah. So they did.
So now they're going to pay him $6
million? Well, I can't – whatever the number is. Some lesser number that saves them a little bit of money. And I think the door is still open to bringing – I think he's on the list of their guys that they're interested in at that position. I think they just thought, like, they can – again, it's – that's with Guerra, too, with the non-tender. It was with Travis Shaw because they talked about they talked to his agent all day about trying to re-sign him for a it's about getting to a number that is the right number from the team's point of view to leave as many millions to go fill other moves.
Do they think Travis Shaw honestly could have bounced back? Because you talked about they were negotiating with him on the contract, but they don't obviously feel he's as bad as he was last year.
Agreed. And I think the sign that they do believe there's a bounce back there is that they negotiated with him and tried to sign him to a deal and just couldn't find a number that made Travis Shaw and his representatives happy before that non-tender deadline. He is, of all the players I've ever seen, I mean, guys go up and down. You just said it with relievers. You can kind of understand. A reliever's really good, so you pitch him a lot. You probably push him. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody's good, and when you have seven guys in the bullpen, someone's going, you know, bad. A couple of guys are going bad. So you push the guy that's good, push him, and then you pay a price. Jeremy Jeffress this year, maybe Corey Knebel getting hurt. That I understand how that happens with bullpen guys. I don't understand what happened to Travis Shaw this year. And look, I think they have really smart people, Andy Haynes, and you know, Craig Counsell knows a little bit about baseball, and they couldn't figure it out either. That is one of the greatest mysteries that I've ever seen 19 years watching this team every day. And there's no way he's as bad as he was this year. People like, you know, Twitter, people like to say he's trash. No, he's a good baseball player. He hit 30 homers 2 years in a row. He plays a good third base. That's a really good major league player who had a miserable, nightmare, awful, terrible year. And there's great bounce back potential. But how much are you willing to bet on that? And that's the number they couldn't find.
KJ's in West Dallas, 799-1250. What's up, KJ? You're on with Adam McKelvey.
Aloha, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Aloha.
Listen, as a Brewers friend, I'm a little frustrated and concerned with what's going on right now. They let Thames go. Moustakas and Grandal were very concerning to me. I wanted to see both those guys be kept. I just feel like this might be a continuance of a couple of years ago when they were talking about some sort of rebuild. I don't know if that's what's going on right now. My question is, you know, between those three guys that are no longer here with the Brewers, how does David Stearns plan to try and duplicate or at least replicate that type of production of almost 90 home runs, that type of home run power going forward? You know, does he have a plan that you know of that he's going to put together? Or?
Well, I guarantee you again that there is a plan. I also guarantee you that he's not going to share it with us, unfortunately, because it's not in his benefit to do so. And I also agree with you that it is a big task to fill those spots because the catcher market in particular is moving, and there are guys that are already off the board. And that list is not as long as it was a couple of weeks ago. So that's a big challenge.
But you had a great catcher, though. I mean, you had one of the best catchers in baseball, and 4 years, $73 million seems like a pittance to pay for a guy like that.
Well, a catcher on the other side of 30, there's a very, very bad track record for catchers on the other side of 30. It's why they didn't re-sign Jonathan Lucroy. That was like he was looking for Russell Martin money, which was in the $80 million similar deal. And the Brewers probably made a good decision not signing that deal with Jonathan Lucroy because it was going to take him to the other side of 30. So, again, it's allocating the money that you have and managing risk. And any multi-year deal like that, there's going to be risk. The Reds took on a great amount of risk. Mike Moustakas is going to be – how old will he be at the end of that deal? 35, 36? You know, you're in kind of, you know, Ryan Braun territory, and there is challenges associated with that.
Especially playing second base.
And we'll see how that works, you know, in a long term.
These 35, 36, is his body going to be a second baseman?
Some guys have done it. And, you know, sometimes in the end, you become more of a part of Brian Dozier kind of playing in a platoon type of guy. Look, they have definite holes to fill on the offense. They have definite holes to fill on the pitching. There is a lot of work to do this offseason. I think it's going to be a very, very, very active offseason. I think at Miller Park they're expecting that. And again, I guarantee you that there is a plan. And maybe it's not going according to plan so far when all three of those free agents that you like, Moustakas, Grandal, Pomerantz, signed for 4 years above where you were willing to go. But I promise you there are candidates that they feel like can do that job. Third base is going to be really interesting. The kid they picked up, Urias, from the Padres, is a big-time prospect. I mean, that is picking up a really – he doesn't have that status, so he's not going to show up on the list. But you are getting a premium young player. They think he can play third base. He's played mostly second in the big leagues. He's naturally a shortstop, but they think he's got the arm for third. Is he ready to do that right now this year? I don't know. That's sort of a fallback, it seems like, right now, if they just don't have things go at that position the way they want it to go.
Well, a busy offseason means we're going to be in touch with you a lot, buddy.
I love it.
Adam McKelvey, you can find him, Brewers.com, MLB.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Adam McKelvey. Hey, do want to remind you guys, you can go to OmahaSteaks.com, type in the code BART right when you get there, and you're going to find the favorite gift package, a very, very, very good deal. I'll tell you everything that's in that in a second. Omaha Steaks is something that we've been using on my mom's side forever, the Brunelli family, my late great grandpa Brunelli. Always loved to get Omaha Steaks for Christmas, and he loved to give them as well. So it's so cool that I've got now a code for you to have that same gift, but to not have a big cost attached to it. They've got an amazing limited-time offer, or there's still time to place your orders for the holidays. Go to OmahaSteaks.com now. Enter the code BART, B-A-R-T. Right when you get there, the search bar is on top, so type in BART, and it will take you to the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for just $69.99. Everything that I'm about to say comes in this box that you get delivered to you, or you can gift it to someone as well, like we used to do with my grandpa. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, I'm not done, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, Four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. That's a great dessert. You get the Omaha Steak Signature Seasoning Packet, which is good for these items, and then even when you're done with these items. Plus, just for you guys, all of this comes with a free six-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All of that food for just $69.99. Omaha Steaks, they've got the most tender, most flavorful steaks around, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Again, do not wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type Bart into the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. More from our toy drive. Rob Reischer will be on site. You know what? We're going to look ahead a little bit with the Green Bay Packers, because with the way that this defense is, I don't know if Mike Pettine and Matt LaFleur are the match that we think they all are.
Well, when the offseason hit, it was like, we got to keep Mike Pettine. But now we're...
What's Sorry, I know you were eating.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought you were going to commercial break.
I was, but I had to...
Did you do that on purpose, just to get...
No, I just wanted to mention, did you see what Chuck was doing with his toast?
I missed it.
It was brilliant.
I know.
There's a heater in here.
And you know what? You never broke...
His toast from Perkins was getting cold because it was sitting out. So he put it next to the...
I'm going to do that with my bacon.
And you know what? It worked.
I know.
It worked.
I was just amazed.
It's old school. Well, you know, hey. you got to do what you got to do. But Mike Pettine.
No, I just wanted to get you on the air when you were eating. Yeah. We'll talk to Rob.
No, Mike Pettine is a guy who... You know, we want it back next year. Last year we were saying that, but no. I mean, the defense isn't as good as we thought it was going to be.
We'll talk to Rob a bunch about the Packers payroll, just for me.
Yeah, all payroll questions.
Good.
Oh, that's all we'll do with Rob. Rob Reischer coming up next. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
The Packers are now...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.